North Korea has jammed GPS signals in South Korea and launched another missile into the Sea of Japan. The action came a day after U.S. President Barack Obama met with leaders of South Korea, Japan, and China to discuss North Korean nuclear threat and its sanctions. The South Korean Defense Ministry said it has detected radio waves transmitted from the city of Haju and Mount Kingong. The radio waves are on the same frequencies used by the Global Positioning Satellites, or GPS. The jamming activity affected more than 50 airliners and hundreds of South Korean fishing boats. South Korean officials called the North's action dangerous and reckless. But they said the jamming did not affect the U.S.-South Korean joint military exercises, which North Korea has denounced. Separately, North Korea announced officially Friday that it is blocking web pages from YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, The Voice of America, and a number of South Korean media sites. It also said gambling and sex and adult websites have been blocked. Very few North Koreans have internet access, but foreign residents and visitors have been able to access web pages previously. North Korea added that anyone who tries to access the blocked websites will be punished under North Korean law. It did not say what the punishment would be. South Korean military officials said the North also launched another missile into the Sea of Japan on Friday. The launch is the latest in a series of threatening actions to protest the U.S.-South Korean exercises. In early March, the Kim Jong-un government responded to the UN sanctions by launching several missiles into the sea and threatening nuclear strikes against South Korea and the United States. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。